This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Score! It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
5 on it. That's right, it is time for 5 on it. We've had 2 really fun hours of the show so far. First one we spent talking about Crosstown. In case you missed it, Matt Shaw is getting called up. That according to John Heyman, or if you sometimes look at other people's emails, John Heyman. Because autocorrect is always frustrating.
Can't believe it!
He reported that with Molly and Haw this morning. We talked about that. Pete Crow Armstrong continues to just rake. We had a great discussion about his success, Crosstown overall. And Sarah Spain just joined us for an hour as we talked about the Sky and Fever game and also her new book. Check it out if you get the chance.
Can't even believe it!
Live on it! Fill in the blank. The Cubs are the blank best team in baseball right now.
Okay. I laugh because I just thought about how Robbie is saying this, and he's a Tigers fan, and by record,
you guys can't say number one.
Hey, by there, record, Tiger, your Tigres are number one right now in all of baseball. Ugh. I'm gonna say the Cubs are in the top 5. Perhaps they are the 5th.
Number 5? Who would be
number
the other
5.
3 teams?
Well, let's face it. The Tigers are looking pretty good.
Okay.
Mets and Yankees are up there for me. You know, the Subway Series happened. Concluded over the weekend. Of course, they get another set. Dodgers are still up there. So that's Mets, Yankees, Tigers, Cubs, and Dodgers. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. I'm going to say they are the 4th best team in baseball.
Number 4.
And here's who I have over them. At the top, I have the Tigers. That's 1.
Now, Robbie's just happy over there.
Then I have...
Great segment.
The Mets. Then I have... The Phillies.
Uh-huh.
You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fightings, that's fair.
So,
yeah.
Tigers, Mets, Phillies. I think they're better than the teams in the National League West.
Whoa.
That's the big part of that.
Do you think they're better than the best division in baseball?
I just think they're better than all the teams in the NL West.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think they're better than the Dodgers, unfortunately. So I am going to go right now the 5th team and 5th best team in baseball. We're all pandering to Robbie right now. But yeah, the Tigers are pretty damn good. I do put the Mets and Phillies ahead of the Cubs right now, and the Dodgers. I'll say the Cubs are a hair better than the Padre, but...
So you got them at 5.
It's pretty. Yeah, I do. I do have the Cubs at 5. So yeah, I skipped ahead to the Dodgers. But yeah, man, this is a great question, and I think that we can continue to revisit this question like about every 3 or 4 weeks or so. But 5th right now, Cubs are the 5th best team in baseball right
now.
To
be fair, we should revisit it every 3 or 4.
That's a good idea.
Take a monthly subscription.
That's what you do when you've got good teams. You just compare them to other good teams.
Right.
Yeah, and you forget to cancel your trial.
I hear that's how that works. Yeah. It sounds very exciting to me.
Five on it. If the season ended today,
Where would you put Cubs center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong in National League MVP voting?
Look that Layla just gave responding to the question, having to do the mental gymnastics to figure out who goes where. It's just the National League. The National League isn't that crowded in that area, I don't think. I would have PCA, as it were, today at number two. Mm. As it were today.
Behind?
At number two. I'd have him behind Shohei Ohtani, okay, but only by a hair.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say only by a hair, Ohtani's offensive numbers are way better, but only one of those players can win a gold glove. The DH ain't winning the gold glove. Also, if Ohtani was out here pitching, different conversation. But it's just a hair right now because PCA, his defensive war, according to Baseball Reference, is straight up just one. Just him in center field, running around doing what he does in center field. I think that is a big difference. And if Ohtani comes back down to not Ohtani levels, because right now he's playing at Ohtani levels of offense,
yep,
then PCA could have a chance to win this award. Other people also in the mix, Fernando Tatis Jr., also can't leave out Corbin Carroll, and Freddie Freeman, by the way. There was a debate 5 years ago. Oh, is Freddie Freeman going to be a Hall of Famer? Freddie Freeman walk into the Hall of Fame as soon as his time is up in the waiting, the holding cell, if you will.
He needs a few more at-bats, but of course, he's in the picture.
Yeah, I agree with that. We were doing the numbers before the season began, talking about Freddie Freeman, you and me, Marshall, and I feel like we were both in the same agreement there. I would put him fourth, I think, Pete Crow Armstrong, because of the aforementioned people you just talked about. Shohei Ohtani is still doing Shohei Ohtani things. I only see that increasing for him. A couple of names that I think are valid in this. Right now, Corbin Carroll is also on an incredibly good clip. You know, that is, I think he deserves some credit in this space. I feel the same way about the body of work. You know, April and May sometimes are separate. You start to tell some truths about people, at least in the latter part of May. So I think there are other people who can also be considered in the discussion. I mean, not for nothing, but Pete Alonso is still putting up some really solid numbers. You've also got, I think you mentioned the Padres, Trey Turner. Where does he fall into all of this? If we're talking about a group, not necessarily an individual. If it's just the one, then it's still Shohei for me.
Yeah, Shohei number one for me for sure. I love that you said Corbin Carroll. I'd hate to put him ahead of PCA, but I'm going to do it because he can win a gold glove. Corbin Carroll.
Facts.
He's having a ridiculously good season.
Yeah, he's number two. He is ahead of Pete Crow Armstrong to me right now. PCA, I'll put him in there at third. Honorable mention. You guys ready for an honorable mention? Because
yes,
he is a Cubs killer. He became a Cubs killer. He plays for the team that the Cubs are playing tonight. The Cubs do play tonight, right? Against the Marlins.
They do.
Kyle Stowers. Hey, hold on. He's got 10 home runs, man. They ain't laughing in Miami right now. You know? I mean.
Hey, Matt Mervis went on a clip too. Just saying. He went on a nice little tear. To begin the year.
And no, you're right. And there's your preview for Cubs Marlins, ladies and gentlemen. Stop Kyle Stowers. Don't pitch to this man. Just walk him the whole time. That's it.
And in case you thought maybe Kyle Stowers had cooled off over the weekend after hitting all those home runs against the Cubs, he did not homer in his series against the Tampa Bay Rays, which the Marlins took 2 out of 3, by the way, in rivalry weekend. But he did put up a 4-for-11 effort with a double, and he didn't drive anyone in, so he's probably due. He's been playing really good baseball.
Just walk that man. Do what Joe Maddon did to Bryce Harper. Was it 2015? Every time Bryce Harper came up, he would walk his ass, and then Ryan Zimmerman would come up and strike out or make an out. Bryce Harper was pissed off because Joe Maddon wouldn't pitch, but Joe Maddon looked like a genius. So watch out for Kyle Stowers. Honorable mention for MVP.
don't pitch to Kyle Stowers.
Don't pitch to him, man. You know?
I can't wait until people are like, remember that time you guys said Kyle Stowers was the far and away MVP?
Put my name on it.
The entire station
put
said
it. Put my name on it.
You guys are terrible and don't know how to do your job.
Justin Fields would say, blame it on me. Blame it on me. I said it.
Not the coaching?
Not the coaching. Yeah, don't blame it. It's not the Justin, it wasn't
no,
the
Justin,
coaching.
You were right, actually.
Yeah,
it was
right.
100% the coaching.
We still love Justin
Fields.
I hope he crushes with the New York Jets.
Laugh
this year.
All the way to the bank, Justin Fields.
Hell yeah.
What did you make of Bears quarterback Caleb Williams' appearance at Whitney Young High School over the weekend?
First of all, Caleb loves the kids. In the words of the famous Trick Daddy song catalog, Trick love the kids.
I don't know what this world's gonna bring. But I know one thing, that this is the life for me. Because baby, I'm a
thug all day, every day.
Well,
that's good. That was really nice.
I always thought it was baby because I'm a thug.
What else do you guys sing?
Can I hear some more of your songs?
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery. Might rewrite history. DuckTales.
Ooh.
I heard you rushed and attacked. Anybody?
What's that?
I'm not familiar with that one.
That is, what's the scenario?
Oh.
Right when Buster comes in.
Buster. Yes. That's right.
I heard you rushed and attacked.
Here we go, yo.
That's still my favorite is Grotalica.
Grody just threw me off with his voice doing it. That's what that was.
Yeah, it was taking me a minute, too. I was like, I know these lyrics, but what is it from?
Yeah,
Buster is definitely a delivery mechanism. You know, that is a whole, ethos you have to speak with.
All over the track.
I think it's great that Caleb Williams spoke at Whitney Young High School. I think that is also consistent to the article that came out for all the hemming and hawing we did over it, I think appropriately. His dad reportedly said to Seth Wickersham, or Wickersham, whichever you prefer, Mydroth. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. However you want to class up a name, go right ahead. Uh-huh. But the point is that he didn't want to nuke the city, as he put it. And I feel like that is the case. Caleb invests in being here. That's something that you can see on a regular basis. And to give back the kids who look up to him in that way, to see him for them, I think is really, really cool. And, you know, Whitney Young is an awesome school, a great athletic program, great academics as well.
I just love the fact that regardless of that article and the forthcoming book, one thing is true. The man said he went to House Hall, he met with the team, and he said, it's okay, Dad, I got this. And he is doing what he said he was going to do. And he has fully immersed himself in the city of Chicago. That can't be understated. And I love that for him. And I completely understand about he and his family's reservations about becoming the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears and what that means. And the fact that he's embraced it and that he's taken the city along with him. I think you got a fun season coming up with Ben Johnson at the helm. I really do.
Yeah, he was also at Lane Tech as well. So, and I think, God, I was just looking for it. There was something on Instagram. Find his Instagram. I think he did a PCA thing.
Caleb?
He does, yeah. Check out A. Caleb. He does. You're right, Marshall. I mean, once he bought in, it was over. Like, once he said he was coming to the Bears, I mean, from day one, and after every single interview that he did the Bears thing. Now I think he might be discontinuing that this year, and that's fine. Well, he hasn't done it in the few times. So
you gotta ask him about that.
I will.
I think you should find the right time. Yeah,
I haven't found the right moment. There hasn't been a time where I felt like the silly question could come with Caleb, and I certainly don't think that's gonna be Wednesday. If he does speak, we don't know if he's going to speak on Wednesday.
But he'll speak this week.
Well, we only get Wednesday. The media only gets Wednesday this week.
That's the only time anyone's speaking.
Yes, correct.
On the day we have like an hour and a half show, man.
Yeah.
We fully loaded for Thursday.
It's going to be a huge Thursday on the score.
Wednesday. Wednesday I'll be out at the hall. But I imagine, my guess is, the Bears are going to probably want to get it over with, would be my guess. I think Caleb Williams will be speaking. But yeah, man, he has been all in with this team. He's been nothing but affable with the media, willing to obviously take every question at the podium. He's the only quarterback that I've been around in my time covering football or even covering the Bears intimately, like I have been since 2018. He's the only quarterback that will engage you in the locker room, like that you feel comfortable going. I mean, you're not going to ask really in-depth questions, but he's cool just to chit-chat a little. And that's probably where I'll ask him about the Bears thing, would be my guess.
You know where we did kind of, or I did drop the ball on the discussion from last week? Does it make you look at the fact that he didn't sign his contract until late July a little different now?
Nah. That
kind of makes me think about it differently. Kind of does.
I understand how you're looking at it from that angle. I just have seen way too many people wait till the last second to sign their contracts and not thought anything of it.
I just found the thing on Instagram. He just wrote baller at Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, I so think he's into must this have been city, at the man. Game.
He might have been. Maybe he was.
He was at a recent game, and it was Pete Crow Armstrong bobblehead day, and he was seen walking away with a PCA bobblehead. So I think there might be a bromance going on there.
Okay. For his man cave.
I also think it's just smart bobblehead acquisition on his part. Who wouldn't want the PCA bobblehead?
Amen. Hey, Jonathan Owens and Simone Biles hanging out at the Cubs game this weekend.
In the baby blue jerseys.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep.
Five on it. The NBA is guaranteed to have seven different champions in seven seasons for the first time in league history. What's your biggest takeaway from that stat?
My biggest takeaway is very simple on this. The league has changed. Roster construction has changed. The ability to keep your team together, that has also changed. If you're not willing to pay the extra big tax bucks, you're not going to be able to keep it together. And even if you can, your players may age out. So the key is getting good young players, let's say 9 to 10 of them, that can do the things they need to do and be able to reload. Don't look at me like that, Layla. I feel your eyes on me when I said 9 to 10
because
players.
I know what you were saying when you said it. Expand.
And because this is the reality is, who can figure out how to build a roster and keep it together? And knowing that you can't keep it together can reload. One of the big reasons why Denver got eliminated, they couldn't keep some of those guys in their rotation, such as KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, that helped them win a title. So now it's all about, can you, A, keep the guys together long enough to develop and make a title run? And you may only get one shot at that apple. And if you can't, can you quickly pivot, say, like two of the teams who are remaining have done? The Wolves and the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They made a swap with each other, and Minnesota was able to get out from that burden of a tax problem that Cat was going to cause and get a Julius Randle in return. And they're on the precipice of maybe meeting with the Knicks in the NBA Finals. The Bulls have to figure this out, and they don't have much time. Or they have all the time because, well, they have not been a threat to win a title in the last 7 years.
I think that Oklahoma City probably takes the title, even though I do still love Tibbs, and I like what the Knicks are doing, and I like the concept behind it. And I find it very interesting that maybe it took the playoffs to make that Karl Anthony Towns trade make sense. And I had a feeling it was going to be that way when it first happened, because there are certain teams that are only caring about the playoffs. That is what they want to do. They are acquiring certain pieces. They are acquiring certain individuals for the playoff fit. So I really appreciate that part of it. But first and foremost, I don't know why I said the Warriors. I think I'm just so used to saying their name when it comes to the title. I definitely met the Thunder earlier in the show. Is that assets matter. And when I say assets, I mean draft capital. If there's one thing that I have learned, Marshall's knocking down the microphone because he agrees with me. If there's one thing that I have learned from Sam Presti and frankly, Daryl Morey, it is that you get as many draft picks as you can. And then you make crazy trades sometimes. And those big swing trades that you've made, like getting away from, trading away Paul George, for example, you'd better make sure you get every single asset you can. SGA is the reason the Warriors are going to go to the finals. And also, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, Caruso. Mark?
Seven
I didn't mean
champions.
To have the music like yeah, end yeah, like
but you were making such a good point. We killed it. No, we're having a little technical issue.
Okay,
that's all. Keep it going.
I was just as shocked as everyone. Hey.
I will cook and say that Alex Caruso, you have to have a defensive specialist if you want to make it to the finals.
Seven different champions in seven seasons. So isn't that what the NFL has tried to do? Isn't that parody? Isn't that like the way to, I mean, I don't know if I like it. I mean, I prefer having the dominant team. I like having that villainous team that's better than everybody else. I mean, we saw it in this city, but I mean, isn't that good for the NBA?
It's not good for the league. It's good for the fans of individual
teams.
That's
what I, yeah.
Fan bases.
Right.
I don't
right.
know.
I don't know if that's what they're going for. Maybe the NBA is going for that, but we've learned from the NFL, whether you like it or not, parody is great. Parody rules.
I think it rules more in the NFL than it does in the NBA.
Well, of course, now.
But the entire construction of the NFL is one game. You don't play series, you know, and the NBA is not that way. So that may be where the disconnect is. I feel like the league overcorrected too much to prevent players from the super team thing, and I don't know that that was good for anybody. Because frankly, the only people it didn't seem to be good for were owners. So I don't know. That's my take on all of it. We didn't even get to our fifth question. What do we do?
I think we do it coming out of the break. We do it coming out of the break.
I say we rush and attack.
We can have multiple topics in the next segment. Our fifth question, which you actually want to hear because there's a good chance you've been affected by it. And then we continue the PCA discussion. We might throw in Caleb Williams as well. We're trying to figure out who our top three are in the city right now. Marinate on it. That's next. Raheem Harris and Grody on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Harris. Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
3-2. That is hammered down the line. If it's fair, it's trouble. That one is.
Was that who I think it is? Was that Boog Shami on the call? We love to hear Boog. Nice to hear you, Boog. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on the Score. It's a Grody day, and we have a lot of fun, as Groats put it backstage in our pre-show meeting. And this was one of our pre-show topics, so we decided to make it an actual segment. Because as it stands right now, given what PCA has done recently, given that Kyle Tucker, for example, is here, given that the Bears have a lot of potential, as we know, who the top three athletes in Chicago are to you?
Okay, I want to qualify this. Mm-hmm. When we say top three athletes, do we mean top three performers, top three stars?
Performers, right? It's got to be performers.
Yeah, like who do you believe in to get the job done?
It gets tough because if we're talking about right now, it's all baseball, right? But do we bring the Bears into the discussion?
Not like right now. It's just like, no, you're not including Michael Jordan. You know,
no, I know.
No, he's
that.
Saying right now because it's baseball season.
But the best three current athletes in Chicago sports.
But we could talk about teams or games, seasons, I should say, that are not happening right now. So if there's somebody from the Bulls, somebody from the Bears.
Like there's, a Bear isn't mine.
Yes.
And it's not entirely proven yet, but I think it will be. So like my top three right now, if I had to marinate on it, I think it's like Kyle Tucker because of the resume. PCA.
That's your number one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
PCA and Caleb Williams.
Okay. So you got Kyle Tucker ahead of PCA.
Just because of what he's done overall.
Okay. That's a lovely marinade.
When you consider his whole resume, I feel like that's still, he's still a better, he's the number one.
Okay. And Caleb Williams, he's number three because did you run out of people or?
No. I feel like. When you look at how he's
wow,
when you look at how he just how he led the team at the end of games, I know that he's got the talent, so I feel like he's still in there as one of the top athletes.
Okay, so if I'm looking at top three athletes in Chicago right now, I'm gonna go PCA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Kyle Tucker at number two.
King Tuck. I don't know why I did that just now. Probably because of Grody.
I liked it.
No, that's fine.
I didn't want to ruin his thought process, though.
And then
I did.
Yeah, I know. It's good. You need to do that sometimes with Marshall.
At number three?
Yes. Yes.
Against my better judgment?
Yes.
I'm going to go Jalen Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Why is that against your better judgment?
Because
it feels like there's a name missing.
Is there a name missing?
I feel like on those top three, there's a name missing.
Javi
right
Baez
there.
Plays for the Tigers, Robbie. We can't include him anymore.
Well, I feel like Mr. Caleb Williams seems to be missing out of that top three list.
Oh, my top three? Yeah, he's not there yet. He's not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's projecting.
He's not there
yet. There's a lot of projecting going on when it comes to Caleb. And
that's fair, and I feel like I am. But when I consider like the raw talent, even though I'm using Kyle Tucker here as the example of the resume, I still feel like I'm justified in both my choices.
Hey, Layla, he did have some amazing throws last year, throws of which we have never seen a Bears quarterback have. So,
what was the one thing we asked of the quarterback? And frankly, one of the most defined statements Matt Eberflus made at the Combine last year. Was he wanted to see a quarterback who could lead his team down the field to try to win in the fourth quarter? One of those people held up their end of the bargain.
What about stopping people at the end of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, there's that too.
Hey,
but when you consider, you bring up Jalen Johnson, when you consider the Bear who's most likely to make the Pro Bowl.
Is it not him?
There it is.
Mm-hmm. So or be all pro. So
there, yes, absolutely. I don't think an all-pro season, especially given how Jalen shared his goals, out of the question.
I do want to point out Caleb Williams would not have been number four either. I probably would have gone Shota at number four.
Okay.
Yeah, Shota's fair.
And go ahead, Ray.
Ray. I still have the question about why you said against your better judgment, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah,
what did that mean?
Yeah,
because
that's a good point.
To me, it's more about a dearth of star power than it is about Jalen Johnson being number three on any, like we go to other cities and we're having the same exact conversation. I guarantee you they're number three, a city that's got all four major pro sports teams is better than Jalen Johnson has been.
Where is Connor Bedard in this discussion?
Waiting to enter the chat.
Yeah, he's not there yet.
He's in the same category with Caleb Williams for me.
I'm worried about him.
I am very concerned about the situation with the Hawks coaching search right now.
They were
like
talking to
something that I'm like low key percolating on right now. That's growing from like a heated pan to somewhat of a simmer.
So basically, the same pace of their actual coaching search.
Yeah, I'm very reflective of the energy.
It's pretty important for that guy too.
Whoever that person is, he has to be able to unlock the potential of not just him but Nazar too.
If you put Jalen Johnson as your third, would you also have Kyler Gordon ahead of Caleb Williams? I could see that argument too. What about Montez Sweat? I know he didn't have the year we wanted him to have last year, but
Montez got to come back in.
He's out of the chat. Yeah.
So the guys you're talking about now, there's other people that I would have above them. I'd have like Alyssa Nair above him. I'd have Mallory Swanson above him.
A47 David Eckstein.
Wow.
I know what you did.
Is that what we sound like? We sound like.
Hey, honestly, you know what? This topic is kind of turned, and I'll give you guys mine too.
Yeah, give us your three.
Who are the top five best Bears players right now?
Like, I think we're doing it. I mean,
well,
Jalen Johnson.
They're outside the...
To DJ Moore, Kyler Gordon.
815 says, David, what about Josh Giddey?
Billings, what about him? You think I didn't think about Josh Giddey?
I think Kobe Robbie White did. Robbie 100% did.
He's Giddey over Giddey.
Oh, I mean, he's my number one. Josh Giddey, number one.
Ray. number one. Look.
Giddey, PCA, Mattis.
Listen, alliteration is my third favorite literary device, but the Detroit disrespect has to stop. That's just disrespect derived from a Detroit that he's giving us right now.
Is Joe Tooney a top five Bears player right now?
That's a good question. Yes. Based on resume and accomplishment, yes.
Where is Caleb Williams on the list of the top five Bears players?
Hold on. Right Don't now. Get out of this.
Yeah, what are your top three? Right, ready? Top three.
Okay, here we go. Gross. Here we go.
I see what you're doing
over there. I've had him right down here. Twitch, see, like one, two, three.
Oh, he does. Yeah,
Totes McGroats over there.
I just scribbled them down.
Totes McGroats.
I was ready. It just seemed like we were blossoming into something even better.
We continue to blossom.
We also still have to pay off our number five question from five on.
I was just letting it go where the road was taking us. You know what I'm saying?
Stop delaying, Groats.
It's like a dust storm. You know, just kind of go with it. You know?
The pitch clock's winding down, Groats.
I think Brody's afraid to upset some people.
All right, ready? Pete Crow or Armstrong? I'm gonna
number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
Number two. Kyle Tucker.
Okay, so
I'm about to blow your mind here. Number three, Seiya Suzuki. This man needs some credit, and I have discredited him in the past. It's time to look at this guy and say, let's give Seiya Suzuki a little bit of credit, man. Like, he deserves it. He has been so good this year. He is getting loft that he hasn't gotten in the past. He is hitting the ball over the... I was listening to Jed Hoyer talking about him in the booth over the weekend. The fact that he has done something... Like, he's always hit the ball hard, but now he's getting the ball over the wall. So I'm going to Seiya Suzuki. I'm staying right with the Cubs.
Can I just tell you who's better than Seiya Suzuki on the Cubs?
You're going to go Dansby on me?
Yes.
Well, let's just start with that. I would say that
he and Mel Pugh easily in the top three.
I think this was my way, Marshall, of giving Seiya some credit, because I feel like we forget. You guys had a question one of the days that I wasn't here. In your 5 at 5, you said something about Seiya Suzuki. Is he the most underrated player? Was that not one of your questions?
Yeah,
it was underrated, but
you had to ask that. What was it?
You just went like score 2021 on us.
There's been a lot of different manifestations of that. But you guys had to do a topic on it because people weren't talking about him enough, right? So I just did that for everybody. You're welcome.
But he's still not as good as Dansby Swanson.
You're welcome.
They pay him like he should be in this discussion.
Absolutely.
And that is his responsibility.
He could be just as much of a revelation this year as PCA has been. I'm not saying better. I'm just saying in terms of we kind of just figured Seiya was who we thought he was, which was a good player, not a great player.
Yeah.
I feel like he could get to the next level this year.
Seiya Suzuki is totally proving my protection in the lineup matters discussion right now, because I think there's been no better example of somebody who is not afraid to take as many risks now when you see his plate approach compared to last year. And I think part of it is because he knows it's not all on him. I hadn't talked to him about it, but when you consider guys like Ian Happ telling us about it as well, just the thought process of knowing that it's not going to be dependent on the one at bat. Like, think about how he's swinging at first pitches. The plate discipline on the part of the team is so much better this year. And I feel like his is an excellent example of that. He knows where he's hitting in the lineup. I mean, look at how well he played in left field the past couple of days.
Yeah. I feel like that's got a shelf life though, man.
If we're gonna give him credit, let's give him the appropriate amount.
He threw a guy out at the plate too. There's been a couple balls that have been hit at him where it's like, oh my God, is he gonna catch? Like, and there were some hard hit balls. But yeah, you're right. He made a play at the plate, and if I am going to put him as my third best athlete in Chicago right now, damn right we're gonna give him a little
defensive
credit.
Just by the numbers, this is why I'm very confounded for a couple of reasons. There's no one on your quote unquote 9-8 Bears team that could crack the top three, especially above Seiya Suzuki, who's not as good as Dansby Swanson. That's one. He's on pace to have a WAR under 2. He has worse numbers this year than he did the last 2 years. I want you to really think about that. OPS from a year ago.
What's the weighted runs created plus this year compared to last year?
You're talking about Seiya?
Yeah, I'm talking about Saya.
Okay, so you think he looked better last year than he does this year?
I'm not saying that.
You can bust out all those stats, but I'm seeing a player who is doing things differently at the plate in terms of his approach and hitting the ball over the wall.
I think that WRC plus number year to year at the end of the season is going to tell you he's different.
Well, let's go by some other numbers before I get to the WRC, the weighted runs created plus. His on-base percentage is under 300. Let's start with that. He's slugging more. He is slugging.
Yeah.
More. He's slugging over 500.
Yeah. And
for
the first time in his major league career. Okay.
His OPS is 811, down from 842 and 848 mm-hmm. the last 2 years combined. And his OPS plus is just 126. I just think he is hitting more home runs, but I think you're letting the double digit home runs overshadow that he hasn't been a revelation. Mm-hmm. And if he's in your top three, it says way more, kind of like mine, way more about the rest of Chicago sports as opposed to how well he's playing.
I hear you on all those numbers, but I think the slug is just so important. And of course, I want to see those numbers go up, and they have to go up. But to see him starting to conquer that part of his game and to do that, and maybe it is the protection. Maybe he does feel freer now to take those kinds of swings. But I know that that is something that has been in his head, and we're seeing something that he has worked on starting to come to fruition. So that's why at this moment I think he deserves more credit.
Also, way that, like, as the woman on the show, I just gotta say, Mallory Pugh at one point had the richest contract in the NWSL. It's hard to quantify right now when she's obviously,
well, that's why I didn't include her.
Child.
I was gonna include her.
Yeah. So,
and what's
that's
the NWSL and all that, and Mallory Pugh, just for people who'd have no
National Women's Soccer League.
There you go.
Okay. So she had been out for a long time for what we didn't know at the time, you know, is personal reasons. Well, now that we know, you know, when you're carrying another person, that's going to change the game on you. So, yes, deserving of the discussion. But when it comes to quantifying that right now, a little bit difficult, as you can understand. Friendly reminder, we were all once babies.
Also, the runs created plus thing, 121 this year, which is down from 138 a year ago and 128 2 years ago. So, I'm just telling y'all.
I'll see it as a cumulative.
And by the way, the thing about Caleb Williams, why we all want to put him in the top five, and I could probably find a way to do that, it's because he has to be good. You know what I mean? Like, he
better be good.
He had an okay rookie season, right? So that's why I can't sit here and put him in my top three right now. But I understand he has to be good, period.
I mean, even MySpace gave you a top eight. Top threes.
I mean, that's why it's top three. That makes it a little bit more edgy.
Mm-hmm. We got a little
indeed.
Edgy here.
All
right?
Cubs.
I think Chris Chelios may have broken news over the weekend. I found myself asking that question. Mm-hmm. And if so, that opens up a bigger discussion. That is next. Raheemy Harris and Mark Rohde on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Chris Chilio.
Hey, Chicago! This one goes out to one of the greatest Cubs ever. The captain. Bring us a World Series championship. No better guy on the field, no better guy off the field. So to Anthony Rizzo and his family, if he is retiring, this one's going on. Let's hear Rizzo. Rizzo.
It's your song, Mark Grody.
Or is it a club song?
Or is it Anthony Rizzo's song? Yeah. It can be all of those things.
Not for long.
This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. And that was what struck me about the seventh inning stretch yesterday. Chris Chelios, who is in the know on things. You know, he's got Michael Jordan on his phone, on his contacts. There was a chance that he was going to go to Chelly's jersey retirement.
So he knows what's up. He does.
So the point is, I know that there's been some scuttlebutt here and there, but has that been the strongest piece of information that we have so far about Anthony Rizzo's possible retirement?
I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, he did leave it open a little bit. I think he said, what did he say? If this is it. But he mentioned Anthony Rizzo. He mentioned Anthony Rizzo's wife. So it's like, wonder if, or maybe they're just collectively trying to build a little bit of drama. You know, Rizzo's been doing some stuff for Apple TV. He's 35 years old. Maybe this is a way to, you know, say, hey, Cubs, you want to maybe take a flyer on Anthony Rizzo? Maybe bring him back for one last farewell here?
I found it very interesting that he brought it up the way he did.
I can't wait to have Russ Dorsey on the program because Russ worked with Anthony Rizzo last week at MLB Network.
Oh, see?
So he made it sound like Rizzo is keeping the door open to possibilities because people get hurt. It's not like he's years removed from playing baseball. And I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting, right? Because, one, we see all the time where guys do announce their retirement and then they come back. That's not a thing that doesn't happen.
But he has not officially announced his retirement.
I also, and maybe it's because they're both first basemen too, and they both were, you know, I think one was more prolific of a hitter for longer. But I think about Joey Votto's retirement and how that arc went, you know, where it was not an official retirement. He did want to play baseball after he left the Reds, get signed to a couple minor league deals in there, and then I think ultimately just decides that it's time. I don't even know that Rizzo put himself out there as much as Votto did after Votto left the Reds. You know, Rizzo's situation with the Yankees was a little different. But it was one of the first questions I asked Russ was, where is he on as far as playing for another team or the possibility or how that would go? I don't fault Rizzo either way. You want to take your time and see if somebody needs your services, then go right ahead. Nobody's putting a pressure on you or a clock to say you have to define this right now.
They always say in baseball, as a hitter, the pitchers will let you know. The pitchers will let you know when it's time to retire. Look, take your time. Figure it out. If you want to go play minor league ball and see if you can get on some team's minor league, you know, AAA team and get called up, do that. Like, yo, your life is your life. You've already done so much. If you're Anthony Rizzo, your legacy is already planted. Now it's just kind of an add-on situation for him.
He's 35 years old, so I would say that's a little bit young, probably, especially for somebody like Anthony Rizzo. But he's had these back problems that have popped up just about every single year of his career. So there could be a part of it, too, where he's like, let me just take this time here right now to get this completely right, to stay off of it, get better, hang out with the family, all of that. And if an ideal scenario, like I don't think Anthony Rizzo at this point, and he shouldn't just go anywhere, but if an ideal scenario pops up with a winning team that needs a healthy lefty bat and a guy who can still play first base, then that's a pretty good scenario, I think, for Rizzo and that potential team.
Well, and he had a concussion issue, too. You know, that was a situation that he had run into the season before, right? In the 2023 season, there was a concussion that I think he was out for a little bit longer than expected based on the scenario there. Like, it had... I think it was something where he thought he wasn't suffering symptoms, but then finds out later he was suffering latent symptoms. Zach Zaidman brought it up on the broadcast at the time. So point being, those are two very serious things where you want to take your time if you have to.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what the trauma that it does, obviously, physically and from an emotional standpoint as well. We all know the risk of multiple concussions. So that could play into it. I have always wondered, like I've always thought that of the 2016 championship Cubs, that one of those guys is going to make their way back to the Cubs, like for the end of their career. Not necessarily to be I guess maybe if it was Schwarber, could still be a player of consequence. But I always feel like of that group of Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, Schwarber, I'm trying to think if I'm leaving anybody else.
Say Bryant?
I did say Bryant. Okay. I mean, I don't think that's... I mean, maybe he'll have some sort of resurgence to his career, but that look bad.
Spinal injury is terrifying, too.
Yeah.
That goes back to what we were saying. I do think it is interesting that Javi Baez is enjoying a resurgence, given how we saw him drop off after he left. You know, so that is... I'm with you on that. I always thought if that were the case, it would be Rizzo, just because... Like, Tom Ricketts makes the joke that the thing he hears the most about is, why'd you guys trade Rizzo? Yeah, what he meant to people here especially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, all those guys. And obviously, the Cubs kind of maybe accidentally got some of that right. You know, it didn't feel good losing Anthony Rizzo. It didn't feel good losing Chris Bryant. Certainly didn't feel good losing Javier Baez. But look what the return is. The Cubs probably have won that trade, is the guy that we've mentioned most on this show today. Pete Crow Armstrong came from that deal.
To get somebody like that from any of those deals, I almost look at it like the three of them are one now, in a way.
I think it's just so mind-blowing. I guess it shouldn't be, because these guys are getting older as far as baseball age goes. But you see a guy like Anthony Rizzo on the sidelines. You see a guy like Jose Abreu and what he
Abreu,
was.
Yeah.
And it's just, it can end very quickly, is my point.
Yeah, I feel like, does it feel like it's more over, though, for Abreu in terms of what you said? The pitchers will tell you when it's over.
His last year with Houston was not kind to him.
He accepted a minor league assignment.
Yeah.
That's where Eloy Jimenez is still, right?
Yeah, we have
AAA
to do our weekly
with the Rays.
Our weekly, where is Eloy Jimenez?
Craig Kimbrel who struck him out to end a game not too long ago?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Wait, what year is this?
Yeah, it's perfect.
So yeah, I just think there's guys who just love the game so much, and it's a different era now. But I just remember when Ricky Henderson was 46 years old playing independent league ball just because.
How old was Chris Chelios when he finally stopped playing hockey?
Well, hockey players play for.
No, but Chelly was an outlier even in that respect.
Well, everybody wants to be back in it because the lifestyle is just great. Like, they were talking about that with, I think it was Justin Turner they were talking about in the Cubs broadcast, on like why a guy like that would continue to hang around even though he's not playing a lot, not playing well a lot of the time. We hear about the clubhouse stuff, because playing Major League Baseball, being in a Major League clubhouse, the travel, everything about it is awesome.
So, and you always want, and you want to hang on to that as long as you possibly can, because it ends early, relatively speaking.
Well, very interesting that we got some possible news there from Chris Chelios. That is for sure. We have more to come. I'm Raheemy Harris and Mark Grody on The Score. Our friend Carmen Vitale joins us next. A lot of you asked about her appearance. It just got moved because of the Caleb Williams and Carl Williams article that had come out. So we'll talk about that with her, as well as just more Bears talk in NFC North. That's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.